USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. FBI agents investigating sexual misconduct allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. The agency has 1 week to complete the task. President Trump at a rally in coal country, Wheeling, West Virginia, mentioning his Supreme Court nominee at a patriotic Make America Great Again rally.
A vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh is a vote to confirm one of the most accomplished legal minds of our time, a jurist with a sterling record of public service.
Then the president goes on to bash Democrats.
Honestly, the Democrats are a disgrace. They are. They're a disgrace.
And he names progressive Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's reportedly thinking about running in 2020.
Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, she's considered like a conservative person. These people, they've gone crazy. They've gone loco.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
In Indonesia, more than 800 people killed in the 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami which followed, the wall of water swallowing buildings and homes, rescue workers still looking for people as it's feared more were killed, some areas cut off because of damaged roads. President Trump may not meet with Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein just yet. Details now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
On Fox News Sunday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders asked if President Trump will meet this week with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and if more than just the New York Times story about Rosenstein reportedly suggesting to wear a wire to tape the president will be discussed.
I wouldn't be surprised if other topics come up. I'm not going to get ahead of the president's conversation with the Deputy Attorney General. A date for that hasn't been set. It could be this week. I could see it pushing back another week, given all of the other things that are going on with the Supreme Court.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaroot Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A change at the top. Elon Musk stepping down as chairman of the board at Tesla. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
He and his company will pay a total of $40 million in fines to settle a government lawsuit alleging that he duped investors with misleading statements. He neither confirms nor denies that. Business professor Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan says Tesla investors may be okay with the deal.
It's good news for Tesla's investors because it takes away some of the uncertainty and it'll take away some of the will Elon be distracted factor.
Musk gets to stay on as CEO, but his firm has to hire an independent chairman to oversee it.
A key member of Jefferson Airplane has passed away.
Marty Balin was a folk singer who then went on to form a band in the early 60s with Paul Kantner called Jefferson Airplane. Others joined, and in 1966 they released their debut album, Jefferson Airplane Takes Off. It was their 1967 album, Surrealistic Pillow, released after Grace Slick joined the group, that made them superstars. Many in the group then reunited in the mid-70s to form Jefferson Starship. And Marty Balin also had a solo career.
Is everything all right?
Marty Balin was 76. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I feel without you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.